This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. It was actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman Supply. SuperSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Brushy is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
A 5-point second half for Botkins, which is still amazingly right in this game. Pretty baseline left. Goes to the rim. Great feed. Carter Kleiman got it for two. 36-34. Botkins within a goal. 3:22 to go. Fourth quarter. Locked on the play. Locked on the play. Jacob Kleiman. Outlet to Paul. Botkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Botkins up one. Botkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
What a great shot, a great break, and what an incredibly great block by Kleiman at the other end. I mean, he just stuffed him.
38-37. Trojans trail. Jamison Meyer back on the floor for Botkins. Carter Kleiman inbounding right of the rim. On the arc to Jamison. He lets it fly for 30. It's good! It's good! Botkins up two. Botkins up two. Jacob Kleiman to the stripe. 7:4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Kleiman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk, it fell through. Botkins up four. Botkins up four. 44-40. 7:4 remaining. Is there any denying this is by far the best D4 boys basketball team in the state of Ohio in 2021? No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And they're going to get that really nice gold trophy to put in their case to be able to show everybody that they were. Colleen Brandewey knocks it down. She hurled in a triple, a high archer. Redskins 51, Convoy Crestview 20. Fort Lauderdale, AP poll champs 3 straight years. This is state title number 3 in the last 8 completed OHSAA state tourneys. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Lauderdale girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished. Fort Lauderdale denied an opportunity to play in the state championship 1 year ago because of the health crisis. Comes back in a big way here in 2020-21 to win the state title easily, beating Convoy Crestview 66-24 and McDonald 60-26. Wow. No doubt who the best club is in the state in girls D4.
No, there wasn't one when we got here, but they certainly went out there and proved it.
And again, congrats to the Redskins seniors. Caitlin Gaston, Corinne Heitkamp, Kenzie Holcher, Dana Rose, Jaden Putoff, Clara Gebhardt, Paige Eilerman.
They had to wait 2 years to get this, and boy, they never lost focus, ever.
Baseline left, Shoulders. Oh, what a maneuver. Oh, what a maneuver. Great drive, Shoulders. Head fake to the rack for a deuce.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, do we ever have a great game for you tonight. It's a girls interconference battle. Rushi from the Shelby County Athletic League and New Knoxville from the Midwest Athletic Conference. Rushi's been ranked in the top 10 often this season in the state AP poll. A week ago, number 10 in the state of Ohio, the Rushi girls, 15-4 on the year. One loss, one setback, or I should say two setbacks in the Shelby County Athletic League. Rushi in the second place spot in the SCAL. Meanwhile, New Knoxville has been as high as fourth. That was a week ago. New statewide poll came out tonight. New Knoxville with a mark of 17-2 on the year, 7-0 and leading the Midwest Athletic Conference. Two longtime veteran head coaches, Paul Bremigen, more than 30 years on the boys' side here at Rushi, first year coaching the girls. And Tim Hegemeyer leading the New Knoxville Rangers for year number 17. It says it might be his best club. The next several weeks will tell the story.
Well, they will. I mean, they get into tournament time. They have one heck of a district up there. They're going to have to climb their way through. So, but they're a good basketball team. They gave Fort Lauderdale everything they wanted a couple of weeks ago.
44-39. 1 week ago tonight at New Knoxville, the Rangers lost to the Redskins by 5. It was nip and tuck through 3 full quarters of play. This New Knoxville club coming in with just 2 setbacks. The other loss was to St. Mary's, a very good girls program. New Knoxville played up, lost to St. Mary's. That was a tight struggle. This Rangers team has prided itself in defense all year long, giving up 24.8 points a game. Rushi averaging around 60. New Knoxville will want to win by scoring 38, 40 points. Rushi's got to push the ball and get New Knoxville, Chuck, out of its element.
Well, they're going to have to try to beat them down the floor. I think New Knoxville, I'll be surprised if they don't zone them. And they got length. So Rushi knows what they're going to see tonight. And they have game plan for it. Now we'll see what the execution does.
From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components as well for New Knoxville. It's get the ball inside to the Hinchin girls. Outstanding volleyball player.
players who competed on the state championship volleyball squad at New Knoxville. They are terrific. Avery Henschen, 13 points a game, 5'10" forward. Carson Henschen, 10 points a game, 6'1" tall. Oftentimes will play out front at the top of the zone defense. So they've got to score well. And Ellie Gable is a very good guard. 13 points a game, 5'6" senior. Rushi's got the height. They've got the building components to match up against New Knoxville. That is for sure. CeCe Borchers, perhaps the most consistent Raider all year long. Key building component, 13.5 points a game. Ella Haney, just over 10. Kate Sherman is at 8. So the height is there for Rushi to match up against the Henschens, that's for sure. We'll see who wins out on the inside. It may boil down to pace and defense. Key building components here tonight in this game. Rushi at home versus New Knoxville. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. I mentioned New Knoxville defensively in a 5-point victory, Chuck, earlier this year by the Rangers over Marion Local. New Knoxville limited Sammy Holscher, and we saw this past weekend for Marion against Fort Loramie, to just 7 points in that game.
Yep.
And several weeks ago, in a nice win by New Knoxville on the road at Minster, the defense for the Rangers shined again. Ella Mesher on the inside for Minster, 2 points total. So,
yeah,
New Knoxville solid defensively. Fort Loramie could put just one young lady in double figures. Colleen Brandewey had 10 1 week ago tonight in the Fort Loramie 5-point win over New Knoxville.
Yeah, I was out for that game. I didn't get to see it, but I know that I've seen New Knoxville probably every year since I've been doing this, and they are so well coached, and I'm excited to see, you know, what they're going to throw tonight at the Rushi Raiders.
In a recent 48-14 victory by New Knoxville over Legacy Christian, Melissa Waterman dropped in 14. Rebecca Leffel had 11 in that game. Ellie Gable had 11 in that game. So it's a club that can get scoring from other young ladies, yep, besides the Henschens. It's not a deep team. In fact, the roster is comprised of 7,
right,
young ladies, all 12th graders.
Well, and they had 6 dressed for the JV game. So, you know, hopefully a little, maybe some sickness going through. But at the same time, sometimes they these goes in cycles where you have trouble getting girls, that, you know, that want to come out and play. But he does such a great job. I'm sure that the program is still in fine shape.
You mentioned junior varsity basketball, Chuck. The Rushi girls with the win tonight, now 17-1 on the year. How about that?
Yeah, we've seen them play a few times, and they're really good. And New Knoxville gave them a game. I thought Rushi started out strong and opened up a double-figure lead, but New Knoxville came back and really made it a basketball game through 3 quarters. Rushi kind of pulled away at the end and won it by, I think it's 8, maybe, or 9.
Rushi varsity and blowing out Anna recently, got 16 from CeCe Borchers, 16 from Ella Haney. How about Reese Gubo? She dropped in 12, 4 3-pointers in that contest. Rushi wants to scatter the floor, get the defense out of sync, and Rushi doesn't want a half-court game, I don't believe.
No, I mean, that's not their real strength. They can play a half-court game. I think we're going to see some half-court trap out of them. I think they're going to try to change your defenses up and maybe surprise New Knoxville a little bit. I'm anxious to see what the Raiders do as far as playing, what kind of defense they're going to play against Rushi.
Raiders, Kate Sherman on the inside, needs to kick it into high gear tonight in games in the last month against Covington and Jackson Center. She had 18 and 13 respectively. She's probably got to be a force against the Henschens on the interior in this contest tonight. We're going to take a one-minute radio station break. A one-minute radio station break is next. I'm reminding you that our radio station sponsors on WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney include Sydney Tire Research.
Casey Insurance in Sydney, Minster Bank, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, TC Sporting Goods in Sydney, and Best One Tire. 1 minute break upcoming. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here at Rushi. Rushi girls host New Knoxville. It's a big clash tonight. These two clubs ranked in the top 10 in the last week in the statewide AP poll. New rankings came out tonight, and rest assured, after having played Fort Loramie so close last week, New Knoxville has got to be in the top three or four. Marion Local, which was just outside the top 10 a week ago, may have cracked it. This area blessed with outstanding Division IV girls basketball programs. One of our new underwriting sponsors is the Cell Phone Shop, located in Harshman Plaza off Harshman Road, which is an extension of South Needmore. Just take I-75 south and turn on to Needmore, head into North Dayton. The Cell Phone Shop, outstanding service. If you've waterlogged your phone, the Cell Phone Shop can fix it. Back in a minute with more here from Rushi, the Rangers and the Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
Got a mobile phone glitch? We're the fix. The Cell Phone Shop in North Dayton at 2041 Harshman. Off I-75, take Needmore Road southeast, and you'll extend right into Harshman Road. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. At the Cell Phone Shop on Harshman in North Dayton, we fix phones, tablets, PCs, game consoles, MacBooks, laptops, and more. We'll fix your phone while you wait. Broken glass, charging port, digitizer, camera, speaker, unlock service, and even water damage. The most prompt and reliable cell phone repair in Western Ohio. The Cell Phone Shop, Needmore to 2041 Harshman in North Dayton. Diagnostics are free. No fix, no pay. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off at the Cell Phone Shop in North Dayton. 937-567-0878. 567-0878. Any make, any brand. If we can't fix it, no one can. Cell Phone ShopDayton.com.
Our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. Your number one agency in the region again. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. Secure Common Minster, SECU. QRCom online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. Plus, Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Also, thanks to the Family Resource Center, based in Findlay, with an office in Sydney. Victor's Health and Wellness in Anna. Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney. We've got starting lineups open
opening tip in a moment. It's Rushi hosting New Knoxville in girls high school basketball tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets. One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGill-and-TangemanFH.com.
Whether you're looking for your first home or your next home, refinancing your current home, or building your dream home, the experts at Osgood Bank can help make it happen. With rates remaining near historic lows, right now is the time to act. Don't wait for rates to go up. Apply online today at osgoodbank.com or give us a call toll-free at 888-607-7640. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
Welcome back to Rushi High School. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. New Knoxville Rangers have been introduced. The Rushi girls coming onto the floor now, the starting five. New Knoxville includes the Henshins, Carson and Avery, both over 6 feet. Carson, a dynamite volleyball player. Avery as well. Avery's better sport might be basketball. Carson's better is volleyball. Carson's going to Duquesne to play volleyball. Avery to Wheeling Jesuit. There is a third member of the triplets, and it is a young man named Max. M-A-X. Max Henshin. So you've got Carson, Avery, Max Henshin, all of them right around 6 feet and an inch tall.
I'm looking. Max isn't here. I mean, he's probably here.
Well, I may have exaggerated just a little bit. Avery's not quite 6 feet. Starting lineups for tonight's game for Rushi in the home white, blue numbers outlined in gold. C.C. Borchers at a wing, 5'9 junior, 13 points a game. Kate Sherman in the middle, 6'2 junior, 8 a game. Ella Haney, power forward, 6 foot senior, at 11 points per outing. Reese Gubo, 5'6 junior guard, and Sophie Francis, 5'11 senior guard, rounding out the opening five. New Knoxville Rangers win the opening tap, have the ball at offense down to the right. Here's a pass to the post, and it's popped out of bounds by Rushi. New Knoxville will throw into the right of the rim.
Good job by Haney, because that was about to be a layup, and she stuck a hand up and deflected the pass.
Ellie Gable on the arc to Haley Fletterjohn. Ellie Gable, a 5'6 senior guard, 13 points a game. Here's a pass to the post by New Knoxville, broken up and stolen by Rushi. Long throw down the floor, left wing to Sophie Francis. In the middle, Ella Haney, wild hook shot, high off the backboard, no good. Loose ball midcourt, it's gobbled up on the play. Great hustle by Avery Henshin of New Knoxville. She stumbles down the floor and loses the ball over the end line. Haley Fletterjohn, 5'5 senior guard, 7 points a game for New Knoxville. Joined by Ellie Gable in the backcourt, 5'6 senior guard at 13. Melissa Waterman,
5-7 forward in the opening five. And the two Henshins, Carson and Avery Henshin. Well, Rushi throws the ball into the middle of the lane. It's pried loose on the play by New Knoxville. And guess what? The Redskins, or I should say the Raiders, Kate Sherman picks it up and scores.
Yeah, they tried to go back door, and it got knocked away right to her.
And guess what? New Knoxville, another turnover in the Rangers' half court. Rushi, a chance to go up 4-5-0. Kate Sherman for Rushi with the ball. She laid in the first two of this game. Gives it up out high to CeCe Borchers. Bounce pass right corner, Reese Gubo. Straight away, Ella Haney. Raiders rotate it left side. It's Sophie Francis. Here's a three on top. Good! CeCe Borchers. Boy, she's been sharp all year. Terrific outside shooter. Drops in a trifecta. And Rushi's got a 5-0 lead. 2 minutes gone, opening quarter. With the ball straight on, Ellie Gable for New Knoxville. Has a little gap down the lane. Shovels it left hand. No good. It rolled off. Stick back in the paint. Avery Henshin missed it off the heel. Rebound Rushi. Long heave down inside to Ella Haney. It is tipped away by New Knoxville, which gets it back. Behind the back dribble by Gable. Straight away. Gets a screen from Avery Henshin. Throws it near side to Carson Henshin. Now Rebecca Leffel, bounce pass, right flank, Avery Henshin, still on the perimeter behind the three-point line. Now Haley Fletterjohn picks up her dribble near midcourt, goes to Gable. Yes. Oh, back cut, wow. Player is open, caught by Avery Henshin. Gable to Avery for the easy deuce, nicely done. Good motion offense by the Rangers, results in two.
That was an excellent pass.
Attacking straight away, Reese Gubo for Rushi. Right corner handoff to CeCe Borchers. High left at Sophie Francis. You may hear head coach Paul Bremigen in the background barking out play calls. 5-2 Rushi. 3 minutes gone. Opening period. Here's Kate Sherman. Inside to Ella Haney. Ball glances off her shoulder. Picked up off the deck by Sophie Francis. Dribbles into the paint area. And New Knoxville punches it away to midcourt. Rushi tracks it down. Rangers defense very sticky.
Wow.
There's an overplay by Melissa Waterman. She swiped it. A run out down the floor with the left hand. Challenge near the rim. No good. Rebound by Rushi. 5-2 Raiders. 4:38 to go in the first. Far right wing, it is Haney now left side of the floor to Sophie Francis. Straight away, Reese Gubo. Gubo on the bounce outside the arc on the right to CeCe Borchers. Wants the lob down inside to Haney. Didn't have the angle. Threw it away. Then New Knoxville tries to save, and the Rangers pitch it out of bounds. Bit sloppy here in the opening 4 minutes, Chuck.
Yeah, I mean, kind of expected. Both teams play really good man-to-man defense.
Each team feeling out the other. Neither club has settled in. Both adjusting to what each team does offensively. Right now, the defense is very aggressive. They have the advantage. Here is Rushi out of the arc. Good pass down to the post. Laid up and missed on the play by Ronnie Poling, the outstanding sophomore. The good JV player coming in off the bench quickly. Missed it from 5 feet. And on the rebound, the ball is slapped out of bounds by New Knoxville. Rushi will throw in baseline left. Each team's missed a few easy ones. Ball inbound to Marushi into the right corner. Haney's available. Long three-point drive behind the arc. It's off the heel. Goes way up into the air. Tie up on the rebound. And it will stay with Rushi. And this offensive possession continues. 5-2 Raiders. 4:04 to go here in the first quarter of play. Inbounding Simone Putoff, who's in off the bench. 5'8 junior for Rushi. Into Haney. Back to Simone. Ball thrown straight away to CeCe Borchers. CeCe wants to drive. Good defense by Fletterjohn of New Knoxville. Here's the hedge out high on the play. But Carson Henshin, Rushi drives below the basket on the block left side. And the ball is stabbed out of bounds by New Knoxville.
Boy, do they defend on the perimeter.
Very quick hands from the Rangers. Rushi's had the ball for about 90 seconds. Has had one good look. Raiders still retain it. Ball inbounded straight away to Borchers. High post Poling looks on, squares up, can't shoot. Now to Putoff, 25 feet away, Reese Gubo.
to Sherman, elbow in the right, hits a driver down the right side of the lane. Short corner jumper is missed on the play by Rushi's Simone Putoff, and the rebound is tagged out of bounds by Rushi. Finally, New Knoxville gets an offensive set. 5-2, 3:36 to go in the first quarter.
I think Rushi scored their first two baskets in the first minute, and after that, they have not scored.
Oh, it might have been the first 30 to 40 seconds.
Yeah.
Rushi without a point for 4 minutes. New Knoxville's had 2 points whole game so far in 4 minutes and 40 seconds. Here's Ellie Gable driving, pulling up. 10-footer, left flank, short, no good. Rebound punched into the air, out of bounds in the corner off the Rangers. New Knoxville, the away red, white numerals with thin blue piping. Rushi, white from top to bottom. Red numbers, or I should say blue numbers, outlined in gold. Here's a red jersey making a steal at midcourt. Carson Henschen took it away, nearly walked. Gives it up to Ford Ellie Gable. Out back to Avery Henschen. Coming out to catch is Carson. Oh, good steal on the play by Ronnie Poling. She reached in and pried it loose. Gave it up the floor to a teammate. It is Simone Putoff. She's hammered by two players. Or is it ruled a jump?
Yeah, held ball, turnover. Raiders.
New Knoxville gets hit back. Well, you've got to have eyes in the back of your head when moving the ball into the half court against New Knoxville. They will pressure you from every which angle. Timeout called. 2:46 left. Opening quarter. Low scoring so far. Rushi 5, New Knoxville 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Yep, New Knoxville will bring it down the length of the floor from left to right. Fort Loramie retaining the top spot in Girls Division 4, statewide AP, just coming out. Here's New Knoxville with a deep three from the left side of the floor. It is off the rim. Rebecca Leffel couldn't get it to fall, and Rushi snagged the rebound. Excellent defense by the Raiders, holding New Knoxville in check. The visitors have been stymied with just 2 points here in the opening 6 minutes of this game. Rushi's netted just 5. Those came in the first 40 seconds. Rushi's got the ball in the right corner. Baseline drive cut off by New Knoxville, and the Raider stepped out of bounds. Tough break for Maya Munn, and no more real estate there.
5 turnovers for the Raiders, and they still own a 3-point lead.
Yeah, Fort Loramie ranked number 1 in the poll this week. New Knoxville is 5. Rushi is 9. Tri-Village is about 30 total poll points behind Fort Loramie. Or I should say Tri-Village. Yeah, did I say Tri-Village? I meant to say TV, not New Knoxville. New Knoxville is...
You said Tri-Village.
New Knoxville, 103 total poll points. Tri-Village, 138. Fort Loramie, 177. A New Knoxville turnover, followed by a quick bucket from the Raiders.
Got the ball inside to Kate Sherman for her second basket. She's got 4.
And here is a drive by New Knoxville. Looked like a walk into the lane area. Good defense by Rushi, which put the clamps on Avery Henschen. And the ball is shaken out of bounds by the Raiders, who lead it 7-2, a minute 31 to go here in the first quarter. Ball thrown into Haley Flettergeon on the arc. Hand off to Ellie Gable. Gable 30 feet away, wants to drive, can't do it. Excellent defense out high by Rushi. Here's a deep three, left corner, chucked up there by Leffel, off the iron again, no good. Rangers about 1-for-12 from the floor. Here's a lob pass out inside by the Raiders. Beautiful assist. Well done. Poling got the bucket, put off the feed, and the lead swells to 9-2 in favor of Rushi.
That's a tough shot for bowling right there.
New Knoxville got the ball over half court after the made basket. Collision, far side of the floor, out of bounds to the Rangers. 62 ticks left on the clock here in the opening stanza. Fort Loramie, Tri-Village, New Washington, Buckeye Central, Gloucester, Trimble, New Knoxville, the top five in this week's Division IV statewide AP poll. Here's a drive down the right side of the lane by Ellie Gable. It is deflected. She left it short. No good. Rebound, Rushi. Rushi with a quick jumper inside the arc of the left flank. It hits the back flange. Ricochets out of bounds in the corner by Amanin. Good-looking jumper. She wasn't covered up. Rushi got it into the half court fast. But the ball skipped out of bounds off the iron. 40 seconds to go in the first. 9-2. Rushi ahead of New Knoxville. Here's a screen for Haley Fletterjohn. Long trifecta, wide right. Extremely poor shooting for New Knoxville. About 10% here in the opening stanza. 24 seconds to go in the quarter. 9-2, Rushi. Raiders dribbling outside the arc at Sherman. Deep left corner three by Maya Monin. Strong, no good. Weak side rebound saved by New Knoxville. 11 seconds to go in the quarter. Up the floor, Carson Hinchin. To Gable. Stops and pops. Triple try. Hit the back frame. Loose ball rebound, Haney. To Sherman. Sherman from 70 feet. Short, no good. First quarter closes. It was a good one for the Rushi girls, who lead New Knoxville after one. 9-2, Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. The radio on your phone for high school sports. We're being simulcasted by WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. Thanks so much here on scoresbroadcast.com to Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. In Rushi, we say hello to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn, 575 East Main. It will make your gift ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. Raiders get the ball down on the block in the interior of New Knoxville's defense to start the second quarter, but can't get the shot to drop. New Knoxville has the rebound behind 9-2. Dribble drive running down the right side of the lane goes Avery Hinchin. Tries to put it up. It got about 3 feet out of her hands. Rushi got a fingertip on it. Controlled the ball. Timeout Raiders. 33 seconds into the second quarter. 9-2 Rushi over New Knoxville on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Up on this Tuesday night game here on scoresbroadcast.com from Rushi, the Raiders lead the New Knoxville Rangers by a score of 9-2. Rushi with a bad pass, ball rolling over the end line. Rangers get it back. 2 points for New Knoxville in 9 minutes of this contest. Rangers don't score a lot. They'll win
with point totals 37, 38, 39. They limit the opposition to 25. Here's New Knoxville going to work on the inside, catching in the post, back to the basket. Avery Henchin spins to her right, little left-handed half hook is in off the window.
Got all four.
Patented Avery Henchin right there. Here's Rushi attacking. Short jump shot missed by Reese Gubo. Stick back by Sherman off to the right. Rebound tapped out of bounds by New Knoxville. 9-4 in favor of Rushi. 6:45 to go here in the second quarter. Raiders inbounding below the rim. Fed to Haney in the corner. Quick hands of Avery Henchin. Spike it out of bounds. Notice I said spike by Avery Henchin, the outstanding volleyball player.
She is an outstanding volleyball player, that's for sure.
Raiders have it on the arc, ahead by 5. A minute 20 gone here in the second quarter. CeCe Borchers goes down the right side with it. Here is Haney in the post now, back to the basket. Boy, she's doubled immediately. Reaching in, Melissa Waterman. She struck the ball loose but grabbed the arm of Haney. Common foul.
Haley Fletterjohn doing an outstanding job on Borchers. Borchers hit that first three of the game, and she hadn't had a look since.
Rebecca Leffel back in for New Knoxville in place of Melissa Waterman. Rebecca, 5'9", senior guard. Ball lobbed in by Rushi, top of the circle. Avery Henchin gets a hand in there and knocks it loose. It rolls down the floor. New Knoxville picks it up, and then Rushi kicks it out of bounds. New Knoxville will throw in to the right of its basket, trailing 9-4 with 6:23 to go in the first half of this game. New Knoxville tries to drive from the left corner, can't get to the rim. The ball rolls to Avery Henchin. She pitches it cross court right into media row.
Nice catch by Mrs. Cordonier.
It's one of those late season midweek games, Chuck. These two teams really can't go up or down very far in the league. This is a non-conference game.
Right.
And neither team sharp. Here's a bad pass by Rushi. Stolen by New Knoxville, which hustles down the floor. 2-on-1 break. Good. Haley Fletterjohn bounces one in off the backboard and rim, and it's 9-6. 3-point lead for the Rushi Raiders. Here's a baseline drive by Rushi's Sophie Francis, stripped on the play. Taken away by Avery Henchin. Feeds it on the arc to Gable. Right baseline to Avery. Got away with a big-time double dribble. Fed it to a teammate, and Rushi got a claw on it, and it's out of bounds to the Rangers. Also, Chuck, the seedings are done. The tournament draw history.
Yeah, this is just because you like to play basketball tonight. Nothing is going to change for anybody, no matter who wins.
Oh, New Knoxville with a super out-of-bounds play. The ball thrown on the money to Avery Henchin, up with the left hand again. She kissed it in off the window from 5 feet out, and New Knoxville has reeled off 6 quick ones here in the last 90 seconds. Long three straight away by Rushi. Good from downtown. Reese Gubo. Jettison's in a triple.
She's on a roll.
12-8 in favor of Rushi. Here's a drive to the rim by New Knoxville in the paint area. Rushi got a hand on it, blocked it. It's ruled a hack on the back of the arm. And getting a break is Haley Fletterjohn. 2 at the stripe for her. This is a tournament tune-up is what it is.
Absolutely. This is good for you to see a team this good both ways.
Free throw Fletterjohn, a little too much mustard on it. 5:08 to go, second quarter, 12-8 in favor of Rushi over New Knoxville. Second free throw here by Fletterjohn. Marion Local for the MAC, ranked 11th this week in the statewide poll. Second foul shot by Fletterjohn, perfect. 12-9, Rushi up 3. New Knoxville token, three-quarter court pressure. Let's see how the Raiders handle it. Gubo, midcourt to Haney. Haney's doubled, gives it off on the play to Gubo, drives into the paint area, bounce pass to Sherman, and then the ball is passed away out of bounds.
10 turnovers now for the Raiders.
Ouch. 4:52 to go, second quarter. New Knoxville loves to attack you defensively. New Knoxville won't let you breathe. You'll have two players on you in a heartbeat. Here's New Knoxville passing down inside. Carson Henchin off on the play to Avery Henchin. A good two-girl game beneath the rim, and it wound up being a two-shot foul for Avery. You can tell now New Knoxville playing with more purpose.
They are. That probably looked like Thanksgiving, her passing the roll to her sister.
Two foul shots for Avery. First one is off the rim, backboard, rim again, no good. 4:38 to go, second quarter, 12-9 Rushi. Another free throw here for Avery Hinchin. She eyes the basket and flips it in. 12-10 Rushi, which once led 9-2. 4.5 to go here in the second quarter. Ball thrown to Haney at midcourt, and right away New Knoxville puts the clamps on her and swipes it. Pass down the floor to Gable for the layup. New Knoxville's defense is really making life miserable right now for Rushi. This three-quarter court suffocating press is trapping Rushi, causing the Raiders to come unglued. Another pass out of bounds. Timeout.
We need a timeout right there.
Yep. 4:16 to go till halftime. We're knotted at 12. Rushi 12. New Knoxville 12 on scorersbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
Bodkins Trojans are playing at the Fairlawn Boys tonight. That is a 39-16 game in favor of the visitors at halftime. Bodkins over Fairlawn. New Knoxville on a roll the last couple minutes. Here's a drive toward the basket from midcourt. It's Avery Hinchin barging down the right side of the lane. She staggered a little bit. There was some contact. She might have walked, might have been fouled. The foul prevails.
Yeah, I think she got bumped. I think that's what knocked her off the game. That was on Haney, and I think that was her second.
12-12 tie. Long three ball by New Knoxville. Chucked up there from distance by Haley Fletterjohn. It is no good off the heel. Long rebound to Rushi. Had that gone in, New Knoxville would have gone on top. Here's a good hustle down the floor by Rushi. Inside to Poling in the post. Low block left. Missed it. It hung on the iron and fell off. That was a point blanker. Rangers got the rebound. Still tied at 12. 3:40 left in the second quarter of play. Here is Carson Hinchin on the arc. Baseline right. Ellie Gable drive around two white jerseys. Left it short. She got crowded at the last second. Rushi having difficulty in backcourt. And what do we have? Another jump. Gable, tug of war with C.C. Borchers. Arrow favors New Knoxville. Rushi, Chuck, here the last 4 or 5 minutes, simply can't get the ball comfortably into the half court.
No, and they did one time and then missed a point blanker, so yep. That's not boding well, and they're still tied.
3:24 to go, second quarter. New Knoxville has revved it up, playing with more energy right now. Easy for me to say. Great defensive play by Rushi. Avery Hinchin with baseline left. I think it was Kate Sherman who got the swat. Good block.
Yep.
Loose ball in the corner. Touch last by the Rangers. Sherman saved a sure two from Avery Hinchin. Came from behind and blocked that ball away. Rushi in backcourt having difficulty. Throws it away at midcourt off the fingertips of C.C. Borchers. Here's Gable coming down the floor for New Knoxville. Tied at 12. 3 minutes to go in the second. On the arc, Avery Hinchin. Gives it up to Carson. Now to Gable, 25 feet away. Gable foul line in the lane. Running left-hander. Is no good off the flange. Rebound by Carson Hinchin. And she's walloped on the arm. As she went up, she'll get two.
Right now, New Knoxville just more aggressive.
Clearly. And Rushi simply not employing the ball handling and passing necessary to beat this three-quarter court pressure. Two foul shots for Carson Hitch, and the first is good. And the New Knoxville Rangers get their first lead of this game, 13-12, under three to go in the second quarter. Second shot is missed. This is a 72% free throw shooting team, New Knoxville. Not that sharp here tonight.
3-6.
Rushi gets it down the floor. Goes into the right corner. Now resets the offense straight away.
And the Rangers have gone to a 2-3 zone now. They've been playing man most of the game.
Maya Monin, Sophie Francis, left side of the court, Reese Gubo. It goes down inside to Kate Sherman. She's bottled up. Ball punched away from behind. Loose ball, though, right of the rim. Picked up on the play by the Raider, Sophie Francis. She drops it home. Alert play by Sophie. Rushi back in the lead, 14-13. On the arc for New Knoxville, it's Rebecca Leffel. Bounce pass on the play to Avery Henschen. She's wide open. Nobody guards her. Dribble drive from 20 feet up and good.
Not sure how you lose her in your defense.
15-14, New Knoxville. Ball lob to Sherman down low on the right. Blocked on the play by Carson Henschen. New Knoxville up one. Rangers have got the ball. 1:41 to go, second quarter. Gable steps inside the arc. Line drive jumper. 19-footer. Swish! Ellie Gable pours one in. Rangers up three, 17-14. Here's Rushi down the floor. C.C. Borchers gives it up on top to Ronnie Poling. Ball swung top of the circle to Reese Gubo. Batted free by New Knoxville into backcourt. Rushi just not getting comfortable at the offensive end. Rangers have taken him out of their game. 3-point lead to Knoxville, 17-14. Rushi once led 9-2. Here's Rushi dribbling into the right corner. A little out of control. Out of bounds it goes.
That's 16 turnovers, and this is a team that scored the first 5 points of the game in about 40 seconds.
Yep,
they scored 9 since.
Timeout called by New Knoxville's head coach, Tim Hagemeyer. 66 seconds to go, first half. 17-14, Rangers over the Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Yep, here we go. Final 1 minute plus, second quarter. It's been a tale of two halves to the first half. The first 8 to 9 minutes of this game owned by Rushi. The last seven clearly owned by New Knoxville.
Yeah, they're playing outstanding defense, and they're starting to get a little bit of offensive flow going, too.
Yep, it is Rangers basketball in backcourt. Pounding it on the hardwood is Haley Flitterjohn. Drives it up the left side. A weave to Carson Henschen. On top to Gable. 50 seconds to go, first half. Gable has a cutter breaking from the top of the circle down the lane. It's Avery Henschen. Caught it. Missed it. No good. Rebound Rushi. New Knoxville all over the Raiders in the backcourt. Rushi does break free and get it to the timeline. 36 seconds to go, first half. Simone Putoff to Sherman out high. Whips a throw down inside to a teammate. It's caught up and down is the judgment call by the official. A good one.
Yep.
Monin was in a cluster of red jerseys and walked.
Yep, she started to go up and then just couldn't thought better of it, but yep, she traveled.
26, 25, 24 seconds to go, first half. Dribble drive, Ellie Gable down the right side of the floor. Flips it cross court to a teammate. Short 15-foot jump shot by Flitterjohn. Off the ring, no good. Rebound batted to midcourt. Rangers get it back. Flitterjohn to the foul line. Below it, throws right corner to Gable. 7 to play, first half. Hits Avery Henschen in the paint area to the rim. Off the bottom of the glass. Loose ball recovered by the Rangers, who can't get the shot away in time. Gable hit a runner from 8 feet, but wipe it off the board. It was late. first half comes to a close, and it has been a tussle. And by that I mean both teams very physical defensively. Rushi the advantage the first quarter. New Knoxville the advantage the second. Raiders at a 5-0 lead. But after the first 40 seconds, have been outscored 17-9 by the Rangers, who came to life in that second quarter play. Wouldn't you say, Chuck, New Knoxville's defense helped spur the offense?
Well, the defense had probably got, of their 17 points, I'd say they probably scored 15 because of their defense.
There you go. We'll have a two-minute radio station break upcoming. Two-minute radio station break is next. As I remind you that we have radio station sponsors. We thank them very much. Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Minster Bank, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, DC Sporting Goods in Sydney, and Best One Tire in Sydney. Two-minute radio station break is next. Halftime here at Rushi. The New Knoxville girls lead the Rushi Raiders 17-14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorishealth.com/radio. That's victorishealth.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
That's Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
I am Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here at Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. 17-14 halftime score, New Knoxville ahead of Rushi. Our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Chuck, big second quarter for the Rangers.
Yeah, they scored 15. That scored them 15-5, which gives them the three-point lead. This is just the opposite. We were here Saturday night, and we saw an offensive explosion tonight. It is defense both ways, and you know, both games are kind of are fun to watch. Rushi turned the ball over 17 times in the first half.
Wow.
That's going to get you beat. I'm surprised they're only down three. Five turnovers for New Knoxville. 14-10 rebounding advantage for Rushi, but New Knoxville has a 6-2 offensive rebounding advantage. Rushi did not go to the free throw line in the first half. New Knoxville 3-6. Individual scoring, Avery Henson scored 9. They got 4 from Ellie Gable. They got 3 from Haley Fletterjohn and 1 from Carson Henson. They scored 2 and 15, 17 for the half. Rushi, 4 points from Kate Sherman. She leads them. 3 from CeCe Borchers on the first 3 of the game. Reese Gubo hit a 3. They got 2 each from Sophie Francis and Ronnie Poling off the bench. Haney has not scored. They scored 9 and 5, and they trail it 17-14 at the half.
And to give you an idea of how fortunate New Knoxville is, you mentioned Rushi, despite the turnover, still within 3.
I stopped counting. New Knoxville was one for its first 10, yeah, maybe one for its first 11.
Right.
And here the Rangers are with a three-point lead at the break because of great team defense and that spurt offensively in quarter number two.
Yep, absolutely. And the problem is that Rushi did not take advantage of the cold shooting in the first half.
Yep.
And now they've got a game on their hands.
Right. 17-14, Rushi trails New Knoxville. That's our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice here on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glasswork, too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGInc.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com. Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students
students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
And here on scoresbroadcast.com, LaCal Equipment very instrumental in getting us started back in 2006 and 7. We could not have gotten off the ground without the support, the assistance from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Thank you so much, all the staff and associates at LaCal, Mary Lee Smock, Roger Dietrich, everyone at LaCal. We owe you gratitude. Thanks so much, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, which moved to Jackson Center, Ohio from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal, in 1982. And the region is so thankful it did make that move. LaCal Equipment, one of many fine industry in the region, making this part of Ohio a better place in which to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. Here we go. We start the third quarter of this game, 17-14.
Both teams turned it over once.
New Knoxville Rangers with the ball after another mistake by Rushi. The Raiders, two more turnovers to start the second half, continuing the theme of the first and second quarters. Here's a long three ball by Avery Henschen, wide left. Rebound down to Rushi. Both clubs all thumbs here at the start of the third quarter. We played a minute. Sherman on top, dumps it down inside to Haney. On the arc to the three-point shooter. Swish from distance. Big basket by the Rushi girls, CeCe Borchers. Wow, she's got a pure jump shot.
Good job of going inside out that time. They threw the ball into Haney. She found Borchers on the arc, and she got a nice clean look at it.
She has got fantastic form. Haney with the good pass, as Chuck noted. Here's a dribble drive into the lane, but Carson Henschen deflected away. Sherman and Haney were there to get fingertips on it. Rushi after the three-pointer, seconds ago by Borchers, has tied this game up at 17. First 2 minutes, third quarter of play. Rushi with the ball out on top. It is CeCe Borchers down the lane, pulls up below the foul stripe, doesn't shoot. Hands off to Gubo, head of the circle. It is Haney. Haney to Borchers, 25 feet out. They shade her with two players. Bad pass, lob down inside. Picked off by Carson Henschen. She motors down the floor all the way to the rim, then veers to the corner.
Smart move because she's getting ready to charge.
Here's Gable. Gable running one-hander in the paint, hit the rim, came right back to her. She rebounded her own miss. Threw it cross-court to Avery Henschen. On top to Leffel, who sizes up a triple. Bingo! She's got it. I said Leffel. I should have said Haley Fletterjohn. So Borchers a three for Rushi. Fletterjohn matches it. New Knoxville has restored its three-point lead that it had at the half, 20-17. And in the half court right in front of us, New Knoxville gets a fist on a pass by Rushi and pokes it up in the air out of bounds.
Well, tell you what, even in my younger days when I played, I'm not sure I would have wanted Fletterjohn guarding me. My goodness, she's got quick hands.
Here is Sherman inbounds for Rushi. Gives it up on the play, 20 feet out on the floor to Simone Francis. And once again, New Knoxville with quick hands, a deflection, out of bounds it goes. Here is Rushi with the ball in the half court. It is CeCe Borchers. Gives it up left wing to the driver. It is Simone Putoff who falls down. Gives it up to Haney on the arc, and she bangs in a three ball. Ella Haney was open. Said, why not? I'm a good shooter. She let it fly right down through the cylinder.
That's her first shot of the game.
We're tied at 20. Here's a baseline drive by New Knoxville. Gable from 6 feet, around and around and out. Rushi snares the board. 20-20 tie. 4:45 to go, third quarter. Sherman, top of the circle for the Raiders. Looks back door, no one home. Gives it up on the play to Borchers. Screen from Sherman. Bounce pass, right corner, Gubo. Check for Gable. At the elbow on the right, it's Haney. Wants to throw a pass to the post. And guess who bats it free? It's Avery Henschen. She goes down the floor, gets the loose ball, runs to the rim, and puts it through. Long heave by Rushi into the forecourt to Sherman. Sherman baseline right. Good wraparound feed to a teammate. Fouled on the play with Simone put off. No call. Well, that was missed. 22-20 Rangers. Dribble drive. Gable off balance in the paint. Shot deflected by Haney. Rebound to Sherman for Rushi. Wild action at the moment. Frenetic pace. Here's Gubo on the arc for Rushi. Looks inside, can't find anybody, and head coach Paul Bremigen gets a timeout. We'll keep it right here with New Knoxville leading Rushi 22-20, 3:49 to go in the third quarter. Drywall done right the Riemann way. Yep, Riemann Drywall in Anna gives your home or business that clean, eye-catching, professional look. We offer drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, and high customer satisfaction. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. Riemann hangs your wallboard and installs your ceilings with exact precision. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and need drywall work, Riemann Drywall in Anna, a call away. Phone 937-538-0513, 538-0513. Drywall done right the Riemann way. And tell Rodney Riemann at Riemann Drywall that scorersbroadcast.com sent you. Here is Rushi inbounding right in front of the Raiders bench, down by a bucket. 3:40 left here in the third quarter. Simone put off 25 feet away, loops it across the top of the circle to Borchers. Baseline drive, blocked on the play, but Carson Henschen ruled a foul. And that one might have been clean, but Rushi will take the two shots.
Couldn't see where the body was. I know the block up top was clean, but you just can't tell what happened down below.
Yeah, I think that one was a play on. Down at the other end, though, New Knoxville was clearly fouled about 45 seconds ago on a shot. No call. Here is the first free throw by C.C. Borchers of Rushi. It is dead on. Second one, 22-21, New Knoxville by a point. C.C.'s got them both. How many points for her, Chuck?
Yes, eight.
She's got eight of Rushi's 22 or knotted. Game deadlocked. 3.5 to go, third quarter. New Knoxville with the ball down to her left. In the right corner, it is Fletterjohn. Goes baseline right to Carson Henschen. Back to Fletterjohn, 25 feet away. Tries to squeeze between two white jerseys. Catches a knee in the leg. She flops to the floor. Foul, common. And New Knoxville will throw in baseline left. Game tied at 22. 3:17 to go here in the third quarter. Rangers inbounds, great play. Avery Henschen open outside the lane to the right. Shot, missed it, no good. Might have been fouled. Got the rebound back. No foul on the rebound shot. Whistle eventually. And I think they called a foul, but maybe on the wrong shot attempt.
Well, they did call the correct foul. They just called it two plays later.
That's what it was. Two free throws, Avery Henschen of New Knoxville. Swish.
We're going to give Coach Hagemeyer that call because he got up and he was livid and the guy blew the whistle. It was the correct call, just a little late.
23-22, New Knoxville. Second free throw, Avery Henschen, yes. 24-22, Rangers up a bucket. 3:13 left to go here in the third quarter. Rushi in backcourt, C.C. Borchers loops it up ahead to Simone Putoff. She's at side court, about to run out of real estate. Yep, a toe was on the stripe. The official spotted it. Turnovers for Rushi continued to mount. 20-plus.
22.
Boy, at this point in the game,
that'll get you beat.
Yeah, that's a dozen too many. 2:58 to go in the third. Good pick and roll, right wing. Avery Henschen stops and banks it in from 10 feet. 26-22, Rangers with their biggest lead of this game.
I remember Avery from last year, and boy, she was good last year. She has improved.
C.C. Borchers foul line for Rushi. Gives it up on the arc to Simone Putoff. Straight away, Ronnie Poling. Pulling outside the arc on the right to Maya Monin. To Borchers, tries to go high-low to Sherman. Spoiled on the play by New Knoxville. Gotten back by Rushi. Dribble drive, Borchers a beauty. Banked it in on the dead run. Beautifully performed by C.C. Borchers. Little crevice in the lane. She sneaked through it and shoveled it off the window.
And a good no call by the official either way.
Rangers by two. Avery Hinchin, right corner, looks for the cutter. Leffel throws it away. Ball rolling to midcourt. Raiders fall on it. Slide. It's walking. Add another turnover to the total. How many mistakes for New Knoxville on the floor?
They've turned it seven times.
Yep, there's
23-7. 23-7.
That is an enormous difference in a two-point game.
Absolutely it is.
26-24. New Knoxville in the lead. Avery Hinchin 30 feet away. Looks for the cutter. Can't find her. On top to Gable. Foul line. Back to Fletterjohn. Works inside. Finds a baseline cutter who catches and scores. Avery Hinchin on the finish. Two straight goals by her. New Knoxville up four. Avery Hinchin was whacked on the shoulder. Free throw coming, a chance for an add one.
She's got 17 now, 17 of their 28 points.
A minute 48 left here in the third. Avery Hinchin at the stripe for the Rangers, who lead it before. And the made free throw by Avery enables New Knoxville to capture its biggest cushion of this game. 5 points. Quickly down the floor, Reese Gubo for Rushi into the half court. Goes to CC Borchers. Flips it on the arc to teammate Maya Monin. Monin circles, looks for Haney. Rushi just cannot get the ball down below the foul line with any degree of comfort.
They can't throw a pass without them getting a hand on it.
Here's an overplay by New Knoxville. It causes a drop ball by Rushi out of bounds into the Raiders bench. Boy, this base, Roosh is going to wind up with 35 turnovers.
They are, and like I said, I wasn't at the Loramie game with New Knoxville, but I see now why they played them close.
New Knoxville with unbelievable frenetic defense. Boy, you catch the ball, you have two on you right away, maybe even before you catch it. Long three ball by New Knoxville. Yes, sir. Whoa, 25-footer. Melissa Waterman came off the screen. The 5'7 senior flipped in a rainbow from distance. Don't look now. New Knoxville's up eight. Rushi's in some hot water. 8-point spread in this game is large. Baseline drive goes Gubo for Rushi on the way to the rim. Got some clearance. Left it short. No good. Rebound on the deck. Looks like a 50-50 ball. New Knoxville got one of those cheap timeouts.
Yep, my pet peeve, but I'm not going to go there. Everybody's heard me.
42 ticks to go. Third quarter, 32-24, New Knoxville by 8 on scorersbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Final 42.5 of the third quarter. How many points for the Rangers in this period, Chuck?
They scored 17. They scored 15.
There you go.
After two at the end of the first quarter.
Yep. Here's a wide-open player low in the left for New Knoxville. Wide open, Carson Hinchin. She catches and scores. New Knoxville attracted a host of white jerseys out near midcourt. And Waterman found the open player low on the left. It was Carson Hinchin springing free. And New Knoxville has reeled off a 10-point advantage. Completing the 3-point play is Carson. No. Foul shot hit the heel and careened away in backcourt to Gubo for Rushi. 25 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Gubo still not to the timeline. And she doesn't make it in 10 seconds. Another miscue.
Nobody, I mean, they're playing a 2-2-1 zone. Nobody in the middle for Rushi to take the pressure off.
Our score, 34-24, New Knoxville with a brilliant third quarter. 15 ticks to go. Here's a wild pass by Gable of New Knoxville right into the hands of Maya Monin of Rushi. Down the floor, quick three by the Raiders, way short of the mark. Rushi gets it back in the baseline. It is muffed by New Knoxville. which managed to rip it away from Rushi. Out of bounds off of Ranger. 2.8 to go, third quarter. Baseline left of the rim. Inbounding is Kelby Dosek, a 5'11 junior for Rushi. Looks for Sophie Francis. Goes on top to Gubo. Long three-pointer. Hit the backboard. No good. Third quarter finishes. New Knoxville with a great third period of play, leading Rushi by 10. 34-24 on third on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Well, Osgood Bank has got you covered. Whether you are a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash-out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Member, osgoodbank.com. It is possession. New Knoxville starting the fourth. Inbounded to Gable. Left corner, Carson Henschen. Line drive, trifecta, skids off the rim. Long rebound, traced down by the Rangers. Gable tries a three. Bingo! She's got it. Wow, New Knoxville found the open player on the arc. Ellie Gable, not much arch. It was online all the way. And it's 37-24 in favor of New Knoxville. Rushi attacking. It's put off. Put off back to the basket in the lane. Throws to Haney out high. Off her palm. Out of bounds. The overplay by New Knoxville. The quick hands. Rushi just simply can't convert a pass comfortably in the half court right now.
They're not running any kind of offense. I mean, they're trying to. Coach Berman's trying to get stuff done, but boy, they're getting stifled.
Double team by Rushi. Baseline right, Carson Henschen for New Knoxville, which leads 37-24. Down inside to Avery. Works for position on Haney. Great block from behind. Haney and Sherman all over Henschen. Loose ball to Rushi, which is down 13. 7 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Here's Simone Putoff outside the arc on the left to Sherman, left corner. Down inside.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness, what a shot. Wow, CeCe Borchers in traffic. She dropped down to below her waist and flipped it in. Terrific play by CeCe Borchers. She's had a sparkling game tonight for the Raiders.
She has been the offense. She's got 12 of the 26.
Borchers filtered away into the lane and made a sparkling play. Here's a steal by Haney. Three-on-one break for Rushi. Gubo in the lane. Banks it in. Four quick points for the Raiders, who cut a 13-point deficit, 37-24 to 37-28. 6:19 to go in the fourth. Timeout called by New Knoxville. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center, does it all and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged by day and time. Walk-in vaccines from 2 to 5, Monday to Friday. Take-home test for the coronavirus, also available. Open 10 to 6, Monday to Friday, closed 1 to 2. Open 10 to 1 on Saturday, that's Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, located at 101 East Pike. Phone 937-596-8100. 596-8100. In-store shopping, curbside pickup, doing everything well to keep you well. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center. Don't forget, Jackson Center Pro Hardware is now in Greenville at 418 South Broadway. Call Darren Yinks to see him at the new Greenville location, 418 South Broadway. Phone Darren at 330-524-3984. 330-524-3984. Jackson Center Pro Hardware. 112 East Pike in Jackson Center and 418 South Broadway in Greenville. Here is Rushi, full court pressure, trying to stifle the Knoxville, which throws it three quarters of the length of the floor, far side of the court, and the Ranger player is hemmed in and might have barely touched the sideline.
Yeah, she stepped out of bounds, and the Rangers coaching staff very unhappy of where she took the basketball.
Is Rushi throwing the ball to the post. The pass was whipped into Ella Haney, broken up by New Knoxville, loose on the deck. Tie up far side of the floor. Raiders possession as the officials look at the arrow. Hey, don't forget, your local Pro Hardware stores in Jackson Center and Greenville have big savings on DeWalt power tools. Save on solid wood cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers. And your Pro Hardware stores in Jackson Center and Greenville can get you beautiful white shaker cabinets in just 3 days. Rushi from out of bounds, long lob opposite side of the floor to Haney, on top to Sherman, low on the left to Borchers, little six-footer, short, no good, rebound below the rim, and Knoxville touches out of bounds. Rushi retains it. 5:53 to go in the fourth, 37-28. New Knoxville leads. It was 13. Four straight points for the Raiders. Ball lobbed into Sherman behind the foul line. Near side to Gubo. Long three. Buried it. Reese Gubo from long range. Seven straight by Rushi. 37-31. Rangers, 5:43 left here in the fourth quarter. Pressure by Rushi. Errant pass by New Knoxville. Stolen by Gubo. Shove off by the Rangers. Momentum has shifted.
Yeah, they've made a couple of baskets. They've broken the pressure, and now their pressure is doing a job on New Knoxville.
Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. New location, 418 South Broadway in Greenville. Special prices, professional service at your Pro Hardware stores. Tell Darren Yinks you heard about Jackson Center and Greenville Pro Hardware stores on scoresbroadcast.com. Well, Rushi with a heave, cross court, out of bounds, into the first row of seats.
Well, they tried to run a skip pass to Reese Gubo, who is hot, but she isn't 6'12", so she couldn't catch that one.
The 13-point lead for New Knoxville has been shaved to 6. Rangers have the ball top of the circle. 5:20 left to go in the fourth quarter. 5 team fouls on Rushi, 2 on the Rangers. Outside the arc, it's Avery Henschen. She barrels into the post area, low on the left. Shot deflected on the play, bothered by Haney. It's loose on the deck again. New Knoxville gets a piece of it. Avery Henschen scooted the ball across the floor out of bounds. Rushi, another chance to cut it to 4 or even 3. 5 minutes left in the game. Raiders once down 13. Nice comeback. Head of the circle, it is Sherman. Outside the arc to C.C. Borchers. Front rim, backboard, no good. Rebound in the hands of Sherman, and then it's ripped away by New Knoxville. Gable up and over the timeline. Top of the circle. Outside the arc on the left to Fletterjohn. Fletterjohn bouncing. Nearly fouled, 30 feet away. 6-point lead, Rangers. 4.5 to go, fourth quarter. A lot of dribbling by Fletterjohn. Picks up her dribble. 5-second count is on. Gets the ball away to Gable in the nick of time. Ellie Gable down the paint. Pulls up in the lane.
Wow.
One-hander, 8-footer. Got it. Good one-on-one play by Ellie Gable.
I'm going to show my age. That looked like Sam Jones going down the lane.
39-31, Rangers. Here is Rushi on the arc. It's Simone Putoff. And the ball is passed to the post. Trying to catch and go up with a power move. Haney, ball raked away by the Rangers. Off a Raider last. New Knoxville possession, 8-point game. Rangers in front. 4 minutes to go here in the fourth. New Knoxville's 13-point lead was whittled down to 6. It's back up to 8 on the basket, but Gable. New Knoxville hustles down the floor. Rushi deflects out of bounds.
The last time down the floor before this one, they had exactly what they wanted. They got Borchers with a great look. It just didn't drop.
Right. Inbounding New Knoxville. Screen, right corner, three-point shooter. It is no good off the back brace. Letting it fly was Waterman. Long rebound, though. It is run down by the Rangers. 3:40 left in the game. New Knoxville ahead by 8. Here's Gable. Looks for Avery Henschen in the right corner. Haney doesn't let her go back door. Drive by Gable. Flips it cross court to Fletterjohn, who doesn't shoot. Now to Avery Henschen. Here's Gable. 26-footer, longest shot of the night. Short. Good weak side rebound. Up and in. Avery Henschen of the Rangers. Big goal right there. 4 in a row by New Knoxville. 10-point lead again. 3:10 left in the fourth. Time running out for Rushi. Overplay by the Rangers. A near steal. Gotten back though by Sophie Francis. Now to Haney, 25 feet out. Carson Henschen on her. Haney pulls up from 15. She's bodied and fouled. Two free throws coming. 2:57 remaining. Fourth quarter. Couple of foul shots for Ella. Rushi needs both, then a steal. Got to get this down to 5 or 6 to put some pressure on the visiting team, which has played exceedingly well ever since the early part of the second quarter. Rushi jumped out on top here tonight, 9-2. New Knoxville caught fire offensively and defensively, led by 3, 17-14 at the half, led by 13 earlier in the fourth quarter. Ella Haney at the stripe, misses one, makes one, 41-32. New Knoxville leads by 9. And the ball will be inbounded in backcourt by the Rangers. Pressure is on. 5 red jerseys, 5 white jerseys to the rear of the timeline. Avery Henschen storms down the floor, flips it cross-court to Gable. She'll pass up the wide-open 3, flip it on top to Carson Henschen. New Knoxville spreads the floor. Gable starts a drive, pulls up on the arc. Starts another drive, pulls up inside the arc, then veers back out. 2.5 to go in the game. Avery Henschen pivots, top of the circle, goes to Carson, foul line. Handoff on the play to Gable, who retreats near midcourt. 5 team fouls on Rushi. Raiders are going to have to foul here sooner or later. The clock has been worked down to 2:14 to go in the fourth quarter. Foul, Kubo of Rushi. That's the team 6th, still not shooting. Common, ball out of bounds to New Knoxville. 41-32 lead Rangers. 2:12 to go here in the fourth. Ball inbounded to Avery. Bounce pass on the play to Gable. Gable steers her way into the right corner and flips it out between the circles to Fletterjohn. Fletterjohn gives it up, gets it back. Here comes the double team. She fires it cross court to teammate Waterman. Then the pass is errant, and Rushi swipes it. Minute 52 to go. Chest pass up the floor to Gubo. Long 3 ball. Swish! Swish! She got it. Reese Gubo from very long range. 6-point game. New Knoxville to the timeline. Gable stumbles into the corner, tripped on the play, and she will shoot the 1-and-1 with a minute 37 remaining in the fourth quarter. What a night for Borchers and Gubo. They played extremely well for this Rushi girls hoops team this evening.
Well, Borchers has 12 and Gubo has 11. She's got 8 here in the fourth quarter.
They have tried to lead the charge for the Rushi girls. Big foul shots here for New Knoxville's Ellie Gable. She gets the second. If she makes the first, it's the 1-and-1. And she pops it right home. 42-35, 7-point advantage for New Knoxville. A minute 37 to go here in the fourth period.
I think I saw where they shoot about 68% from the line as a team.
Second shot, McGable rattles in. 8-point game, 43-35. Here comes Borchers, the midcourt for Rushi. Backcourt to Haney. Flips it up ahead to Gubo. Boy, she took a shove in the back. Ball thrown to Sherman, low in the block. Right side. Banker from 8. Good. Kate Sherman knocks one down for Rushi. It's a 6-point game, 43-37. Here's New Knoxville. Nearly stolen at midcourt by the Raiders. Rangers have it, though. Chasing is Haney. And the free throw shooter fouled 30 feet out on the floor. Fletterjohn for New Knoxville. Fletterjohn, 7 points a game on the season, toes the stripe. 18 fouls in Rushi. 1-1 here, 1-1 again after this one. A minute 8 left. Rangers up 6. Head coach Paul Bremigen gets a timeout for Rushi. Say, we're a favorite of the home crowd in Bodkins and those who come to us from towns all around. We're Myers Tavern, 303 North Main in Bodkins, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. You can be sure that you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are popular. Terrific strip loin steak dinner is just $14.50. We're proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Phone 937-693-8271. 693-8271. Place your carryout now from Myers at 303 North Main in Bodkins. We bet you won't find better.
Well, that was the last timeout by the Raiders. So with a minute 8 to go, they're going to have to hope that they miss free throws for them to have a chance to get back in the game.
A couple of very good girls basketball teams in Division 4 here going at it tonight. The Knoxville shook off the Doldrums from a very poor first quarter. Has played for the most part exceedingly well since. Rushi started the game fast. Got down to 13 here early in the fourth. But to the Rushi girls' credit, no quit. Not at all. Cut it to 6. 1-1 situation here for New Knoxville's Fletcher John. And she sinks it. Ice water in her veins. She gets the bonus. It is a 7-point game.
9 for 12 now as a team.
Second shot, Fletcher John up and on the money. 45-37 Rangers. That's why this New Knoxville team is 17-2 on the year and ranked 5th in the state. They know how to close out games, trying to get it done against Rushi. Also ranked in the top 10 in the new AP poll, which came out a few hours ago. 50 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Rushi throwing the ball around. Deep in the far corner, nearly a 5-second count. Ball thrown cross court to Sherman. Sherman down the lane. Underhand shot, short, no good. Haney gets the rebound. 10-foot J is good. 45-39, New Knoxville by 6. Up the court, Gable for the Rangers. Stops at the timeline. Feeds it off on the play to the Rangers' Fletcher John, who got away with what was real close to a double dribble.
Yeah, but that was a muff. They're not going to call that.
Rushi Bench wanted it. I believe the no call there was the correct call. Foul Rushi, 1-1 for the last time for the Rangers, then the double bonus.
Oh, as a coach, I would have been up screaming about it.
28.1 to go, fourth quarter. Foul shot by Fletcher John is pure. 46-39 Rangers, who have been sharp at the stripe. Keen free throw shooting by New Knoxville. Again, good. Once more, Rangers timeout. Up 8, 47-39 over Rushi. 28.1 to go. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit FRCOhio.org.
Rushi Raiders under duress. Dribble the ball to midcourt, and there's a hand right in the back of the Raiders' C.C. Borchers.
That could have been called intentional. I mean, they're trying to foul, but that's a grab from behind. That would have been easily called intentional.
So the ball is played side court by Rushi with 23.9 to go in the fourth. And to Knoxville up 8, 47-39. Inbounded to Sherman. Sherman gives it up to Maya Monin. Mana DeGubo, head of the key, trying to get open for a three-point look. Near side to Borchers. She hurls up a triple off the rim, no good. Rebound Haney in the lane. Jump shot, back flange. Rebound Sherman, torn away by the Rangers. Gotten back by Sherman on the steal. Missed it from 5 feet. 1 second to go, and there it is. It's all over. The Rushi Raiders scrapped hard and long right to the end. New Knoxville prevails by 8, 47-39. Rangers pushed it out to 13 early in this fourth quarter, withstood a furious rally from Rushi to win it by 8 points in the end, 47-39. Rushi was up 9-2 at the start. And then early on, second quarter, New Knoxville caught the Raiders, led by three at the half, 17-14. Game really turned thanks to New Knoxville's very fierce defensive play. It was unbelievably tight. Chuck will have the totals. He'll have the turnover counts in just a few minutes. We've got a two-minute radio station break up next. Two-minute radio station break. Our radio station sponsors tonight, Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Minster Bank, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, DC Sporting Goods in Sydney, and Best One Tire in Sydney. Two-minute radio station break upcoming. New Knoxville defeats Rushi in girls hoops action tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman Supply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at Superior Aluminum.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back at Rushi, where the New Knoxville Rangers have defeated the Rushi girls by 8 points, 47-39, in a very entertaining girls basketball game here tonight. Two clubs ranked in the top 10 in the just released new statewide AP poll for Division IV. Coming up here in the next week, these two clubs have games on Thursday, which may very well not be played because of the weather. Rushi is now 15-5 on the year, plays at Botkins in a game that we had planned to cover here on scoresbroadcast.com. That game could simply be postponed to the following week. Meanwhile, New Knoxville was to also play in its conference against St. Henry this coming Thursday. The New Knoxville girls are now 18-2 on the season. Only setbacks suffered by New Knoxville to St. Mary's and the Fort Loramie girls. New Knoxville remains undefeated in Midwest Athletic Conference play, playing New Bremen a week from Thursday, scheduled to play St. Henry this coming Thursday. 47-39, Rushi succumbs to New Knoxville. Chuck, let's take a look at the totals and make our Clancy's Award winners.
Well, you don't have to go too far to see what happened. 12 of 15 from the free throw line for the Rangers. 3 of 4 for Rushi. 28 turnovers for Rushi. Only 12 for New Knoxville. Individual scoring for the Rangers. They were led by Avery Henshin with 20. They got 11 from Ellie Gable and 10 from Haley Fletterjohn. Clancy's player of the game, Avery Henshin, on the opposite side. 12 points from C.C. Borchers and 11 points from Reese Gubo. And those are my Clancy's player of the game for Rushi.
8-point difference in made free throws, 8-point difference in the final result on the scoreboard.
And 16 extra turnovers for Rushi.
So Rushi wound up with how many total?
28.
Wow. New Knoxville, just a dozen. There lies the biggest difference in the stats in this game for sure. Clancy's Restaurant, Walpock Avenue in Sydney, underwrites our postgame. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877 KNOXCNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner since 2006. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, S-E-C-U-R-Com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. Our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. And we say hello to Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107. A big shout-out to Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. a world-class supplier. And Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie, a full-service accounting firm for you and your business. Final score here tonight, Chuck, once again, 47-39
yes,
in favor of New Knoxville
yep.
over Rushi. Our next intended broadcast is Thursday night, probably will not happen. Rushi girls at Botkins as those two clubs jockey for second and third place in the Shelby County Athletic League in the standings. Friday night, we're supposed to be here. Anna Boys at Rushi, big question mark regarding that game as well. Tip-off 7:30, airtime at 7 on Friday night. Don't forget, weather permitting on Saturday, two games for you, both up north. Fort Loramie girls at Finley Liberty Benton, 1:30 tip time on Saturday, 1 o'clock airtime Saturday night. Botkins Boys at Lima Shawnee, 7:30 is the tip-off time, 7 o'clock airtime on Saturday night. All of these games contingent on ice, snow, and weather over the next few days. So many thanks to Derek at the station, our fine board operator. Gratitude as well to scoresbroadcast.com and our online audience, our radio audience tonight. Thank you very much via WMVR. Chuck alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Thanks as well. Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at Rushi, where the New Knoxville girls, ranked fifth in the state, defeat top 10 Rushi by a final count of 47-39 in girls high school basketball.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.